Purim is a pretty unique yontif. We have Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur, Days of Awe, Yomim Noroim they're called. And Pesach is coming up. Very serious times, all kinds of serious responsibilities. Matzah, the bakery has to be cleaned and supervised. There's laws and laws and strictness and everything, each one of the holidays. Purim is fun. Masks, costumes, people banging their foot in shul. Where's the decorum? Don't make noise in shul, except for Purim. People are dressing up funny, and they're doing funny things. You give me a gift, I give you a gift, back and forth, all of this stuff. What is that all about? Rabbi Nachman, 200 years ago, made a statement during his time. He said that the Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, is in such a fallen state, just like we, the Jewish people, are in a fallen state. The Torah tells us that as we move away from the time that we had the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, we're moving further and further away from being able to see miracles in an obvious way. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, in the Beis HaMikdash, you come three times a year to see Hashem. How do you see Hashem if Hashem has no form? The answer is miracles. When you see things that supersede nature, then you know that there's something above nature. There's a creator, there's a Hashem. The further we move away from the time that we had a Beis HaMikdash, the more of a hastara. Hashem is hidden, and more hidden, and more hidden, and more invisible. And the Jews are in Golus. We go to lower and lower levels in exile. That being the case, we are in Golus. The Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, is in Golus. Golus means we're mixed among the other nations. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayis'arvu Bagoyim, assimilating. There's a tremendous assimilation going on. And Rabbi Nachman writes, another word for Shekhinah, the divine spirit of Hashem, is simcha, happiness. The words lev simcha are bigamatria Shekhinah. If the Shekhinah is in exile, then the joy and happiness is in exile. And the joy and happiness has fallen into the other side. In Gashmius, in materialism, and 4,000 different types of cookies and cakes and people projecting images that this is where the joy is, this is where the happiness is. It's fallen down. And Rabbi Nachman writes, because of that, sometimes in order for a person, whereas hundreds of years ago, a person could sit down with a Gemara, a person could sit down and start praying and work up to a state of happiness. He said in his time, 200 years ago, in most instances, it's almost impossible to do that. A person needs lighter fluid. Just like when you're making a barbecue, you have charcoal, you have the wood, which is what's really going to do the cooking. But try to light charcoal with a match. Impossible. You need a piece of paper, lighter fluid, something to start it. And that starts the coals going, and then the coals get white, and then it's ready to cook. In Simcha, Rabbi Nachman said we need mili dishtusa. A Jew must be able to utilize fun, kosher fun we're talking about. And each person has a different form of what's fun to them. To one person, fun is an ice cream. To another person, fun is music, dancing. To another person, it's a joke, making a joke. And therefore, Purim, which is the holiday when we're going up against Amalek, Haman, a descendant of Amalek, the way that we counter it is, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, different types of fun, enjoyment, music, singing, everything, to know that that's a way, that's a springboard to be able to dive into Torah and Tefillah, the true sources of Simcha, and to make the best connection possible with Hashem.